So I'm here with Mireille, who tells me that she was once the mayor of Quintin.
Mm-hmm.
And I thought it would be very interesting to hear more about what the role of a mayor is and what a mayor does, because it's quite a different system in France than it is in Britain. Correct me if I'm wrong, but every community has a mayor.
True. Even the smallest village.
Right. And so tell me how that happens. And where does that come from? Where's the origin of that?
Well, globally, not long ago, we had 36,000 mayors in France. Thanks to a few mergers between villages and towns, there's only 32,000 left today, which is still a lot. But yes, it's true. It's part of the history. It comes from the Middle Age. At that time, all the counties had a castle, and the baron or whatever title it was kind of administrating his own county. And at some point, it has to be a bit more structured. So the noble and the baron was no longer fashionable at that time, and it became even less fashionable at the revolution. I'm not a historian, so I'm not going to be very precise, but this is the very beginning. And I get that in all countries, someone has to administrate, whether it is the county, the region, the country, the town, the village. So the solution we found in France was to have a mayor and then a city council or a village council, and it's still working that way. But it has to be optimized, and this is the way it's moving forward now in order to work as other European countries where the number of mayors are much, much lower.
So what are the main functions of a mayor now?
It's more or less dealing with absolutely everything, which is a terrible workload in time.
Okay.
I have another job, which is consultant, and I'm helping managers and directors to develop their management skills. And one point there is to help them to delegate to their subordinates or other managers. And the work, if we can call that the work, the function of mayor is exactly the contrary. Everything is ending on the mayor office. And the mayor is officially responsible and accountable for absolutely everything.
Right.
So if there is something happening in your village, in your city, and someone is falling over on the pavement because there's a piece which was not at its place, you can get sued to court for that.
Right, right.
Okay, and eventually end up in prison, in jail, which never happens, actually.
Okay.
Unless you have been really stealing the money from someone or from the state. But
right. And so is the mayor tied to a political party, or is it an independent?
It's, you don't have to, especially in small towns like Quintin. It's not an obligation to be part of a political party. It's more needed when you candidate for bigger mandate with regards to Brittany administration, for example, or with regard to country responsibilities. But for small towns like Quintin, no, it's not necessary to be either on the left or on the right-hand side of the politics. It's more because it's a small city where you know more or less everybody. And they come to you and they vote for you because they trust you for being able, in capacity, to administrate the city, not because you're part of a political party.
Okay. So how did you become mayor? I mean, what made you decide to run?
So I was born in Quintin, and I left Quintin for something like 25 years. I lived abroad at some point also. I had international responsibilities. And when I decided to run my own business as a consultant, I could do my business from any part of the world, actually. And I chose to come back to Brittany. And I put my offices in my family house in Quintin. And this is how I got caught. And by the time the campaign was starting in 2013 for the election to take place in 2014, And some people I knew in Quintin told me, we have a job for you next year. Would you come and join the party?
Right. So when you say you got caught, you mean this is how you sort of fell into it? So
yeah.
People asked you to run.
To join the team.
Right.
And at some point they asked me if I would accept to be the mayor if we win the election.
Yeah.
And before asking all the questions, I said yes.
So you didn't even think about it?
No, and I didn't even know what it was all about, actually.
Right.
So the beginning have been quite tough for me because I had to learn everything from scratch because I didn't know anything about politics, about town administration.
Yeah.
So I worked really hard because I hate not to be in capacity or to do something. So I worked really hard. And it's since you have to deal with absolutely everything, you have to learn a lot of things and you have to learn fast.
Right.
And so my days were very long. And although I didn't quit my consultant job, I had a half-time job, mainly in Paris. So I was working something like 8 days a week. But I learned as fast as I could that everything could end on your office, on your desk, from the dog poo on the pavement to the creation of a new district in the town, the fixing the road, making sure that everything was in place. It's something when I'm talking and thinking at the same time that the windows in the school that has to be replaced because your responsibilities covers the public school, the roads, the houses and the urbanistic rules.
Yeah.
We have high schools, we have a hospital, we have a police station, where gendarmerie.
Yeah.
We have many sport premises. What else do we have? So many things. It's been 2 years since I left and I still remember it very clearly. And I was a police officer by default. I was...
So you become a police officer as mayor, that is
part of the role. Goes with the role.
Right, so you can go and arrest people.
Yeah, well, this is what the préfet is telling you. You are a police officer, but you can't really go in a house and say, hands up, you're under arrest.
Okay.
And
do they give you a gun?
No.
Okay, good.
No gun. Good, you're right. because since I have crossed eyes, I think I would have done a great job. So, yes, and at the same time, every day is a new day when you don't know what's going to happen.
Yeah.
And every day is the same day because it's just like the movie, The Never-Ending Day.
Okay.
Every day in a year, there is a set program for the commemoration, for the war commemorations, for example.
Yeah, yeah.
There's always a speech to pronounce in front of the same old people. Every year you try to recreate a speech which is different from the previous year because you don't want the people to be bored. And at some point you say, well, they don't really care actually what they are. They like to be under the flags by the Monument aux Morts and have to have a drink with the mayor at the town hall.
Yeah.
And it made their day, you know.
Sure. Yeah.
Same thing for the Bastille Day, before the firework. The mayor has to pronounce a speech to welcome all the tourists mainly and the guests that are coming here. Every year you go to the first school day for the pupils, and it's in the same team. It's every day the same, and every day you can be caught by surprise by something you never had before, like a drone, a suicide in the lake, or other form of death, because you call when there's a dead person in your town, and you called also in the middle of the night where there is a lost cat,
okay,
a lost dog, and you just have to call a service, veterinary service, to come and catch the animal.
So what about the finances? I mean, do you have to deal with central government, or do you have a fixed sort of amount of money that you, as the mayor, spends? Or do you have to kind of ask for money, or how does that all work?
Okay, every beginning of the year, according to the size of your town, you get a set amount of money.
Right.
Since Quintin is the center of a urban community of 12,000 inhabitants,
okay,
you have an extra 15 or 20% for your budget. So you have a set budget,
yeah,
at the beginning of the year.
Right.
It's never enough because it's public money, it's terrible, and it costs a fortune to refurbish or renovate a road.
Yeah, yeah.
And so it's never enough, but you still have to do with it. So you decide how you spend the money. You have the city council to interinate and to vote for the decision that has been made collectively. And then you don't have the check to sign. It goes to the public finance, which is another building next door. So this is always the public accountant, which is independent from the mayor, which check if all the paperwork has been done properly, which means if the votes have been done properly in the city council,
yeah,
and then the public account pays for what you decided to spend as money.
And are there times that you can remember where there's really a big dispute about a decision to, I don't know, refurbish a building or turn a building into offices or public housing? Or are there times,
yeah,
when they really can't,
yeah,
agree?
Yeah, because when you get elected, you never alone. You have your team, which has been elected with you, but there's always opponents, because in 2014, there were two lists of candidates. So we had five opponents in the team. So whatever decision we were taking, they were against.
Right.
That's the rules, that's the game. So yes, we had big dispute about the school, the budget we were giving to school. There's something specific in Brittany that you have Catholic school and public school.
Okay.
In Quintin, we have both. And in most of the Breton towns and villages, you have both schools, because it's part of the culture, Breton culture, to have the Catholic school and public school. It's got nothing to do with the concept of private school, which costs a lot. It's a kind of culture. So since those schools are under contract with the government, as a mayor, we ought to finance the public school as much as the, or the Catholic school as much as the public school.
Right.
And the big dispute every year when defining the budget with the opponents, it's you shouldn't finance the Catholic school as much. I say, well, there's a law for that.
Yeah,
so there's not even no need for dispute.
Yeah,
but it was a kind of belief for them that Catholic school was private. So the people who were putting their children in the Catholic private school should have money to do it, so we didn't have to fund it.
That's very interesting. Thank you very much for talking to us about that. Is there anything else you can think of?
It's a very learning experience when you know nothing. A tiring experience, but it's a passionating experience as well. What I miss today is not all the work. It was too much with the other work I have. What I missed are the people, because there's a kind of a nice way. And I was born in Quintin, so the people, I know them since I was a kid, and they were happy to see me coming back as a mayor.
When you become mayor, do people suddenly change the way they behave towards you? You know, because you're a public figure, and you're also, you're not without influence in some way. So does that make people suddenly...
Two ways. Those who knew me since I was a kid ask me if they could still say tu to me, you know, tu and vous in French. Of course you can. And the other kind of people who, since you have the power, you are the mayor, they're so nice to you, they overdoing it with you, they're flattering you.
So the toadies or sycophants.
Mm.
Okay.
Mm. Voilà.
Merci. Thank you very much for coming onto the radio to talk to us. And hopefully that's been really interesting and enlightening to our listeners, because it is quite a different system, I think, than we're used to in England. So anyway, thank you.